Sometimes you try and change our mind, it works. Sometimes it doesn't. In this case, I think it did. On a Change Our Minds Bidet Edition, Scott tried to change our minds. It actually worked because of our boss, which is disgusting to think that our boss has his hiney sprayed clean with room temperature water each day with his bidet. I got one. I ended up loving the thing. Hell, I'll fill the thing with Listerine and rinse my mouth out with it every now and then. That can't be good for my digestive tract. Coming up on the best of Justin Scott and Spiegel, you try to change our minds about the bidet.
Our assistant producer Joe, his buddy has a bidet. His buddy's trying to convince him why there is even convincing needed in this country. I guess maybe I was there for a minute and then I was just like, why? What the hell's the difference? So Joe's trying to be convinced of one. Our boss, Rico Honcho, he has two bidets, swears by them, loves them.
What does he enjoy talking about more? A new Marvel film?
Oh, he lit up yesterday.
Butt spray?
He lit up.
I thought he was going to stand.
I had one sitting in my closet. I said, you know what? Now is the time. I totally forgot I even had it. Installed it. Took about 10 or 15 minutes. It was an idiot. Had some problems. I do need to get a new hose. But it is up and running. It is good. And I tried it yesterday. I'm excited moving forward just to use this thing. I wonder if Stella will use it. We'll see.
Here's my question about the installation. 410-338-1098. You got it installed. You said it was easy peasy. It's the aim of the thing. Do you move your ass to where it is? Or can you, like, bend the barrel to... Because it's a tiny target.
Yeah, you just center it on the toilet. Because you sit on the toilet pretty much centered. And then when I first turned it on, I needed to figure out my positioning. And then it takes 10 seconds. And I had to scoot forward a little bit. And then you can feel it. You can feel it when it's ringing the doorbell.
Okay, yeah. Shining the sheriff's badge.
And then from there, you just kind of scoot your butt around. Like, you just kind of do like a little... You do like a little shimmy.
A little shimmy.
And you can feel the water hitting.
Uh-huh.
So after like maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds of a little scooching.
It's right there on the coffee crumpet.
And you're good to go. That's
it.
Okay.
Is it electrical? Do you have to plug it in?
No.
Okay.
It's just all water pressure.
It's just all pressure. Now, yours doesn't have warming, but I'm getting the warming contingent checking in.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be amazing.
You need to step up to finer smoking pleasure. It says when that warm water hits the chocolate socket, that it is, you almost begin to look forward to bathroom because of that sensation.
We just got two, I don't mean to derail the show. It says, we just got two texts from two different numbers that says, Scott sounds high as hell.
Well,
those
I
are
mean,
two different ones.
You
I mean,
are, but we're
I
not going to bring that up
dime
on the
me
air.
Out.
Yeah, God, can
no, not high, you moron. Stop
no,
it.
We wait till 10:15.
What are you talking about? 410-338-1098. Do you have a bidet? Are you considering a bidet? Speaks, you have one sitting at your house. It could be installed in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just saying, you're not the handiest of men.
I'm
we
not,
know that.
I'm very.
You might want to hire someone. Maybe if you have a plumber, you know, they'll probably do it. They'll probably do it for free. It's such an easy job. You throw a dude a 20, 30 bucks, they'll put it in for you.
That's an easy
you
job
got,
for
you
him.
You got a guy? You have a guy?
I have a plumber, but...
But is he a guy, that you can just be like, hey, dude, just come over and throw this thing in.
I got you taken care of.
No, he's not a friend, but if I think, you know, if I had something else that I needed fixed,
you go. Well, I got a guy if you want a guy to come over. He'll probably put it in for free.
Now, let me ask you, after you hit this, you turn the thing on, it hit your back mouth, when you wipe, is it obviously cleaner?
That was the issue I had yesterday. I did have a bowel movement, but I'll say this. The one I had was unusually smooth and clean.
Standard.
It was beyond standard. It was a pristine movement.
Okay.
So I didn't put this thing through its paces just yet. Maybe this weekend I'll have some beer and some wings or something.
Oh, yeah. Really mud that gut up. Yeah, chili dogs and tater tots.
I'll see
cakes.
What this thing's made of.
Yeah,
but
put it through its
listen,
paces.
Listen, the water pressure and the power this thing possesses, because it's a knob. You turn it up.
Yeah.
You go, okay, I feel it a little bit, And you can turn it all the way up to, like they said in Spinal Tap. You go all the way up to 11.
But this one goes to 11.
And there ain't nothing that's going to not be removed.
Can I also have somebody recommend to me a water pick that feels like that? I've owned two water picks. Neither one of them have had the pressure that I've needed to really knock whatever out. And this is a similar type of cleansing unit. It just shoots water like a power washer. And it, I've never found a water pick that does the job as well as just straight up ass floss. But again, that's a conversation for another time. 410-338-1098. Change our mind. Joe's mind. He wasn't a fan of the bidet, but I don't feel like he put it through the paces. He's nervous about the bidet. Let's see who has been. Wow, phone lines are packed. Let's talk to Alex. Line two, change our mind.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
You and that clean hiney.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm female, so the bidet, I'm obsessed with it. My husband bought one years ago, and it's heated as well.
Oh.
We have them in all of our bathrooms. We give them as gifts. He registered for a really nice one for our wedding.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I will never go back.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what is the reaction when you give that as a gift?
Well, no, they registered for it.
Oh, they did. Okay.
They put it on their registry.
Gotcha.
We've given it as a Christmas gift before.
Oh, and you have? And how did that go over?
They have a weird reaction at first, but once they try it, they...
Well, they've probably heard you talk about yours also, right? I would imagine at that point.
Oh, yeah. At that point, they've probably used ours at that point as well.
Okay. All right.
I'm confused by the heating one. How does it heat the water? Don't you need a hot water... run to the toilet?
Yeah, so ours hooks up to our sink.
Really?
And it pulls the water from there, so yeah.
Yeah, you need hot water.
So you got tubes all over the bathroom, or is it pretty well hidden?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty well hidden. Our toilet's kind of next to our sink.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you can never
go
back.
I gotcha.
Okay, so you're within close proximity. No. So I mean, that leather Cheerio of yours couldn't be in better condition.
Yeah, because mine, I don't have hot water over in that part of my bathroom, and...
Yeah, I mean, you probably the
heat is a luxury. The cool is almost, it's almost refreshing.
Almost wakes you up.
Yes.
Plus a little zip.
Yes.
Thank you, Alex. Let's go to Cheryl on line four. Cheryl, good morning. Change our minds. Bidets better than no bidets.
Good morning. If you had one, you will never live again without one. It is the best investment for your house.
Look.
I was also told that it cuts back on, and for example, may I ask Cheryl, how many people live at your home?
Two.
Okay, two. I have five, certain times eight, sometimes 13.
Toilet paper.
We go through toilet paper, and we went through toilet paper at certain points a roll a day. Because kids don't know how to use a proper amount. Evan's mummifying his right arm. And I'm assuming you use this, it's going to pay for itself in a year or two.
100%.
Thank you, Cheryl. Let's go.
Oh, there is one that heats the water by itself.
Oh,
so
like
you don't
a filament?
You don't need the hot water over there.
Like it passes across?
I don't know how that works.
Magic, man. Magic. Eric on line three, change our minds.
I don't think I need to change your minds, guys. The bidet is life-changing. It is truly a life-changing experience. If you don't have one, I mean, you know, you can get one. Like I have one. It's simply called the Tushy. And we got ours... during COVID when, you know, the toilet paper thing was going on.
Oh, very smart. Yeah.
So we kind of needed to get it. And, you know, let me tell you something. I've never had a cleaner bum. And the water pressure that we have, you turn it just right and you've got an upper colon cleanse.
Oh, so, I'm telling you, my water pressure is good. Like I said, I'll take a video today with me not on it and you'll see how far the water will shoot.
My water pressure isn't great. I'm on a well and it's not super. I assume the device could add to the water pressure, so the old ruby starfruit's getting taken care of. But imagine during the early days of COVID, when no one could find TP anywhere, you had to feel like you were a step ahead of the game if you had one.
I don't do the mind-blown gesture often.
But
like
here
this
it
thing
is.
Like the... We just got a text. Listener... Oh, where is it? Listeners need to hear this perspective. Listen up. Especially you, Spiegel.
Okay.
If you had poop anywhere else on your body, would you clean it with just paper?
I'm going to add
If you had poop anywhere else on your body, would you clean it off with just paper?
Dry paper.
That's a tough one.
Would you just take paper and wipe it?
No!
You would use a spritz of water.
Of course! Okay.
This is a game changer!
Think about it that way.
Wow.
If I had poop on my hands, what am I doing? I'm washing it with water.
Now, let's head back to the phones. John is not a fan. John, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Not a fan of the bidet?
What's with you? What's the matter with you?
I've tried it a few times, and like right away, as soon as I hit it, I'm like, wait, let me turn this off, right? And then about 2 years ago, I got a house, and it came with bidets.
Whoa.
So one night, I'm just like, all right, let me full-on surrender. Like, let me hit the serenity prayer, you know? Let me accept the change, things I can't change.
Yes.
And I just, I let myself have it. And then after, like, 20 seconds, I'm like, no, this is the last time. Like, and I have a theory.
Still, you still can't get into it. Can't say that.
And there he went forever. Where's that?
You got hung up on!
Yep. All right, well, that texter changed the game. I mean, that was a hole-in-one putt. That was a long bomb
I've never
pass.
Heard that before.
That was a break-the-backboard dunk. That's it. I mean, Joe, how do you argue with that, Joseph?
Can't argue with it. I've already picked one out. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Tushy Spa 3.0. Here we come.
How much do we got to go? I mean, we got a ton of text. Where was it? So do you just walk around with a wet bum? No, you dry it off. Morons, think about it. Of course, your butt gets wet, but then you just have to dab it and dry it off. But it's better than wiping. Maybe you have to, like, wipe once just to dry off the area, but it's spotless.
Yes. We got another text here. How many different names does Justin have for the backside? 29.